There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You may dial toll-free in here to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've just scratched the surface on this Gallup study asking Americans what do they think is the most important problem in the country today. Number one result, government. Now there's different sort of versions of that, like politicians, corruption, etc. But averaged all together, the number one answer was government. And it was not the number one answer last year or the year before that. In fact, it was number two last year, and prior to that, it was number three. So government has become less popular over time, or at least over the last few years, according to this survey.
Not only less popular, but viewed as the biggest problem.
That's correct. So we'll get into more of that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some of the calls in the last hour led into a discussion about the Libertarian Party and, you know, what's going to happen in 2016? Are they going to field Gary Johnson again? We had Don, who was on the line in Albuquerque. He dropped off during the news, but actually former program director of our station there in Kiva. He was saying that, you know, Gary Johnson for sure was the best governor in his lifetime in New Mexico.
He also said that that's a very low bar to jump over.
That's true. I will give Gary Johnson credit for being markedly better than Bob Barr. Bob Barr was a low point for the Libertarian Party. They actually ran him as a presidential candidate in 2008, and it was a total embarrassment in my opinion, and I'm glad I resigned from the Libertarian Party prior to him being approved. And I haven't really seen reason to rejoin the Libertarian Party nationally. I did join the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. But I don't think your dues are current there. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Yeah, nobody sent me any kind of reminder, and I certainly
they don't do that.
Yeah, I certainly didn't set a calendar event to remind me to re-up with that. So I guess I'm not a current member of the Libertarian Party. But anyway, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We pointed out how difficult it can be for liberty-minded candidates to actually get on the ballot so that whoever it is that gets chosen, because that's the first issue. The first hurdle to jump over is to pick the right candidate. They've bombed right on that one the last few years. But if they were to actually pick a person who actually cares about the ideas of freedom and is principled and understands what they're all about, then getting that person on the ballot then becomes the real challenge.
Yes.
And that requires countless thousands of dollars, probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. I don't know what it costs in total across all 50 states because each state has different requirements.
Right. And the Libertarian Party is currently ballot qualified in, I believe, 30 states across the country, meaning that, you know, they met some arbitrary vote threshold last election. So they're automatically on in 2016 in about 30 states.
That's good.
Which means that you only have 20 states plus D.C. that you have to jump over a hurdle.
And some of them are very, very difficult, like Oklahoma is one of the worst, right?
Oklahoma, it is near impossible. It has not been done since the year 2000.
Wow.
The year 2000 is the last time something other than a Republican or a Democrat was on for president. And Oklahoma does not allow write-in votes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So your choice literally is, you know, turd sandwich or giant douche.
So I think a lot of people don't understand. They don't understand this, Daryl. If they are
right,
familiar with the Libertarian Party, maybe they've heard of the party, or they've maybe heard of a candidate locally or nationally or something at some point in the past, and they may wonder why they just don't have a bigger impact. Well, it's because you spend so much time and effort just trying to get on the ballot. By the time you've done that, you know, your campaign chest, however small it was, is exhausted at that point, and you know, then you've got to actually run a campaign.
And in some states, such as Pennsylvania, and the Libertarians haven't been on in the last several years in Pennsylvania because the, you know, Republicans or Democrats, one will challenge their petitions. They then have to spend thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to go to court to, you know, say we deserve to be on the ballot. Our signatures are valid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after that process goes through, well, they've wasted all of their money just trying to stay on the ballot.
Yeah. So that's what libertarians are really dealing with, is all of the hurdles put up by the Republicans and Democrats. If they didn't have to do that, if they could just get on the ballot just by signing a form and paying a small fee or something like that, then, you know, maybe things would be a little more fair. But then even if, even once you get on the ballot, then you have the difficulty of actually running a campaign, which on its own is challenging, but especially so when you have rules like debates where it's near impossible to actually get your candidate into a debate. So even if you've gone through the process and you've gotten your candidate on the ballot, then you've got these debate commissions that have basically set the rules to where, oh, well, you could be in the debate so long as you're polling at 10% or 12% or 20% or something
15%
like that.
National average of 5 polls.
Yeah.
So one thing, and I you know, have to applaud Gary Johnson on this, one thing that he did was he commissioned polls asking if the election were held today and the candidates were Mitt Romney or Gary Johnson, who would you vote for? And, of course, he got over 15%. Mm-hmm. He also commissioned polls that said if the candidates were Barack Obama and Gary Johnson. And he got over 15%. There were at least five of these done.
That's pretty smart.
He presented those to the Commission on Presidential Debates, and they ignored them.
Off. Yep.
So he does have a lawsuit against the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Oh, interesting.
So I applaud him on that.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, he's not a terrible candidate.
Right. He's just not a great libertarian.
Let's continue here. We've got Sheila. She's in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sheila.
Hey. If it's not too far off topic, I actually have a question. I'm a fairly new listener, and I understand that that you and your co-host there, I think it's Daryl, are not too enamored with Stefan Molyneux, and I've listened to quite a number of his videos. I enjoyed them and gotten a lot out of them, so I was just curious what happened to cause his fall from favor or put him in the doghouse with you guys, if you wouldn't mind answering that.
I don't know what Daryl's viewpoint is, so I'm interested in hearing Daryl about it.
I've never been a fan.
Who is he?
Stefan Molyneux is a Canadian podcaster that fancies himself a philosopher. I really don't know a lot more about him. I don't listen to his podcast, mainly because they're all extremely long, and, you know, I don't listen to a lot of really long podcasts. Every now and then I'll listen to an hour-long podcast that's done by a friend of mine if it's on a topic that interests me.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, if it's something, you know, longer than 10 minutes, yeah, I'm not really going to listen. So, you know, I've never been a fan. I've heard some of the things recently about, like, a fraudulent IP claim. I know that he got upset a couple of years ago about somebody giving him a $2 donation. But other than that, I don't really know a lot about him, and I've just never been a fan.
Yeah, so I've never had a problem with Stefan up until recently. He and I have gotten along in person just fine, and he's actually been a co-host of Free Talk Live as a guest from, like, the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past. But I started to notice, like, I started to get kind of a weird feeling from him when he started releasing a series of videos called The Truth About... And then there would be some name or something, you know, the truth about Nelson Mandela, the truth about whoever. And I just kind of feel weird when someone's out there touting that they have the truth, because it seems kind of know-it-all, like a bit of hubris, if you will, like, I have the truth. Listen to me and you will know the truth. And it just seemed weird to me, and I didn't like the way that felt. Then later, I didn't pull him off the air for that. I didn't pull him off the air for the $2 thing, which I'd also heard about, where he turned his nose up at a small donation.
The post on Facebook was, don't mean to sound disappointed, but frowny face.
Yeah, and so those were disturbing to me, but then when I finally heard some of the comments that had a misogynistic tone to them, which were outlined on the True Shibes YouTube channel that he had ostensibly made on his podcast, that was when I was kind of like, okay, this has gone far enough, and I just am not interested in having his show on the network that I program, which is LRN.FM, which is an internet-based radio network. And then it was shortly after I pulled him off the air that the situation happened where he and his manager used copyright law to take down a critical YouTube channel and were not apologetic for it at all when confronted on it, which that to me would have also been the last straw had it needed to be, but it wasn't. So, Sheila, I hope that answered your question. I thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Constitution was not America's first governing document. The first was the Articles of Confederation, created in 1775, under which the existing states grouped themselves as a union. Under the Articles, votes by the 13 states had to be unanimous, and what was enacted didn't have the force of law. It was merely a suggestion to the state. The Constitution's supporters, the Federalists, argued that the Articles were weak because the nation couldn't make good on its debts or prevent squabbles among states. Be careful what you wish for, their opponents, the Anti-Federalists, warned. A more powerful federal government could dominate the states and people. The Anti-Federalists lost that battle and the new Constitution was ratified, but it is in large part thanks to them that we have a Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution adopted to address their concerns. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. What is the number one problem facing the United States? Americans say it's government. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the Gallup poll. We'll get more into that here in a moment. Daryl has been busily dissecting it. But I want to let you know, if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, which means that your internet service provider or maybe the coffee shop administrator that you're sitting at right now, they won't know what you're doing online anymore. Right now, they could be logging all the websites you visit, the search terms that you enter, could be keeping those logs in some cases up to 5 years. You can put a stop to that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Software is free. Just download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but you can get ProXPN working with Linux as well. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, just use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and the number 50 as in 50% off, which, by the way, that discount is good for the lifetime of the account. So once your first year is done, you still get the 50% off for year number two. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get the discount. Use FTL50 as your code, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Michael is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello, and yes, the Gallup poll. I just want to caution you that in 1980, Gallup, the night before the presidential election in November of 1980, predicted that the race was too close to call, and what we learned the day after was that Reagan won by a landslide. Then Mr. Gallup began appearing on the 700 Club to try to explain why they got it so wrong. Not just he or his polling agency, but all the other agencies. And the reason he came up with is they did not factor in the evangelical conservative Protestant vote, or that factor, which means that they had not factored in the power of the religious broadcasters who decided to make Ronald Reagan their candidate. So, to presumably now, this realigned, re-educated Gallup poll has figured out how to take the measure of the full population to understand what our greatest problem is.
Well, they don't measure the full population. They only measure 1,000 people typically, right? It's 1,000 is the typical.
Right, and that's, you know, there have been studies that have shown that 1,000 will give you about a plus or minus 3% of what the, you know, the total population would wind up thinking. And
right,
that,
right.
Again, is with like a 95% accuracy. So when
right,
you
right.
look at something and the plus or minus 3%, that winds up going, it gives you basically a 6-point swing. So if 18% of the people say something, it could be as low as 15 or as high as 21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we know all that, but basically, there's a consensus that says this is quite accurate reading. Well, we the people are the government. So
no, you're not. You're not the government unless you actually are. Are you getting a paycheck from the state?
If the government is a problem, it is those same people who in previous elections were not counted because they weren't involved, because their preachers didn't tell them to get involved, just like your preachers didn't tell them to care about civil rights. It wasn't until Martin Luther King came along, stirred the conscience of the nation so that church leaders finally decided, well, we're going to talk about civil rights. Then they decided they would get involved. Now we hear from the Wall Street Journal today, page, a front page story about church is being sold in Europe. Taking Netherlands, for example, they have 1,600 Catholic churches. They expect in the next decade that two-thirds of those churches will be closed. Why?
What's the point? What are you driving at here? Are you suggesting that that churches closing is going to result in less political participation?
What I'm saying is that the conscience of the people is either stirred or deadened by their political leaders in Europe, by their religious leaders. In Europe, the people have said, we don't need you, we don't want you, they're not going to church anymore. In America, they haven't quite come to that point yet, but they are still responsible for the lack of doing just what you're doing on this show, telling us we need to talk about jury nullification, telling us.
So what you're saying is you're saying that you blame churches for not activating their parishioners?
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What do you think about that, Daryl?
I don't know. There's definitely an argument to be made, but I don't know if I necessarily agree with the argument.
At first, it sounded like he was calling into question the Gallup Pulse polling company.
Right, that's what I thought he was questioning as well.
And, as far as what he was saying about the Reagan election, I'm not intimately familiar with what happened there, so I'm just going to take him at his word. That is that the polls were drastically different, the day before the election versus the election.
Right, and something else, as far as that, when they do these polls, they just show the national breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the pollsters do not wind up going further and determining which states somebody's going to win or lose. Mm. Now, they've started doing that a little bit now, and so they'll come up like, these are the 10 swing states. But they don't necessarily wind up, factoring in the Electoral College when they tell you, it's too close to call.
1,000 people is not perfect, right? Like,
right.
It's a very small sample compared to 300 million.
Even if you called all 300 million people on, October 7th, and the election is, about a month away, if you were able to speak to all 300 million people and made your prediction based off of what those 300 million people told you, you still would not be accurate because you have to take into consideration the large percentage of people that will not vote.
Correct.
The percentage of people that will change their vote based on what the polls tell them.
They're undecided until the election.
Because some people, they want to make sure that they're on the winning side, so they'll vote with the person that they're told is in the lead.
Yeah.
So, there's no way to accurately predict the outcome of an election until you see the election results.
Yeah, a poll is nothing more than a curiosity. It's just something to occupy time on a television news feed, essentially. They're not useful in predicting the future.
Right.
They're interesting. They're curious, but that's about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You are welcome to share your thoughts here. But nonetheless, polls like this one that are happening over time, those are more useful.
Right, and they've been doing this for like 50 years.
Right. The question being, what's the most important problem in the country today in the United States? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to share your thoughts, this is Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Those other talk show hosts, many of them will charge you for their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. You can also enjoy Daryl's websites, fpp.cc and fppradio.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, coming up we'll tell you more about the Gallup poll that has found that Americans now number one concern, the most important problem in the country, according to Americans, is the government. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We've got Mac calling from Saudi Arabia. You're on Free Talk Live. Mac.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Welcome, sir.
I wanted to call because I'm a little bit older than you guys. I'm maybe 15 years older than you. And I remember the propaganda about marijuana the drug crusaders were promulgating back in the early and mid-70s. And you know, it was, you still had remnants of the belief or the propaganda that, you know, if you smoke one marijuana cigarette, you'll go insane for the rest of your life. And, you know, the drug craze, what was that movie called that they made back in the 30s?
Reefer Madness.
There you go, Reefer Madness. And now I work out here in Saudi Arabia, and any, you know, you can't bring drugs or alcohol into the country. They'll literally kill you for it. It's right. a death penalty for those kinds of things.
So there must be no drugs in Saudi Arabia whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, I just got finished talking to a guy out here, actually, who said that cannabis smoking is really big among the youth around here in Saudi Arabia. But, yeah, that's not very
just surprising. To clarify something, I'm just curious. Is it that if you get caught bringing it into the country, it's a death penalty, but if you're just on the streets with it, it's not? What's the deal there?
Well, I don't know about pot per se, but I know a guy, there was a guy out here that tried to bring, he tried to bring some tequila. He put green food coloring in it and tried to hide it in a scope bottle, you know, the mouthwash scope. Mm-hmm. And they caught him at the border when he tried to get in, and they arrested him, but the company held him out. We worked for Saudi Aramco. That's the contractor. I actually contract from the company that contracts from Saudi Aramco. Saudi Aramco runs this country, so if they said let him go, well, they're going to let him go.
But you don't know what would happen if somebody was just caught with it on the streets. You just know that if it were brought in, then that's a problem?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's the death penalty if you have it here in the country. But if they stop you at the border, they didn't kill this guy, so obviously they don't.
What you're saying is these teenagers in Saudi Arabia, they don't care about death. They're willing to, they want to get high so bad that they're willing to risk death by firing squad or hanging or whatever the hell they do to you in Saudi Arabia in order to get high.
Yeah, hanging or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it, yeah. But I know that you know a lot about drugs, Ian, and I don't know if you've ever messed with methamphetamine or not. I never have.
No, I have no interest in that.
Well, we have a guy that it's not when I worked here, it's when I worked in a different country, Kuwait. We had a guy who, he was a meth head. I mean, he would tell you that he was a meth head when he was on his days off. So he worked on a 28 and 28 schedule. He was here, he was in Kuwait for 28 days and at home for 28 days. Now, the entire 28 days he was at home, he was doing meth, I guess every day, I don't know.
Oh, my.
And he would show up. And he would have kind of scabs on his face where, I guess, guys that are on meth, they tend to pick at their face. I think that's a habit that the meth users have.
They pick at their whole bodies, from what I understand.
Yeah, and so as when he arrived into the country, as the weeks progressed, his face would clear up. His eyes wouldn't look so sunken. He didn't look quite so he would start. But he would go home and he would do... You know, get right back on the meth. Now, the government propaganda is that this meth stuff is deadly. It'll kill you. It's nothing to mess with. You know, we've all seen the pictures, the before and after pictures. And I just wonder, and I'm not an apologist for drug use, certainly not methamphetamines. However, I wonder if the propaganda about meth is the same idea as the propaganda that I heard as a child back, you know, about marijuana. In other words, what I'm trying to say is meth really as bad as the government says it is, as the drug warriors say.
So probably
that's my question to you, Ian.
Yeah. Okay. So as somebody who the only experience I have with methamphetamine is having known people who've used methamphetamine
and watching Breaking Bad.
I would say there's some accuracy to Breaking Bad, but. So, you know, with the limited knowledge that I have about it, I would say that generally the government is not to be trusted on anything that they say. So it's probably not as bad as they make it out to be, but it's still pretty bad. Like, methamphetamine's a pretty serious drug addiction to have, and yes, the consequences are pretty horrible to witness, especially when you're witnessing it happen to somebody that you care about. As you've seen, you know, this coworker of yours did not look good. And that's, you know, it's a very powerful, addictive drug. Of course, as some have pointed out, people get drug addictions because of the circumstances in their life and them not wanting to really deal with those circumstances. I remember the study we talked about here on the air, which was fascinating, was where they took meth addicts and crack addicts, two of the arguably most, you know, addictive drugs out there, and they put them in a hospital environment and they gave them the access to their drug of choice, to either meth or crack, and they were giving them access to, like, hospital quality, like good, like no doubt.
Pure.
This is the best crack they'll ever smoke or the best meth they'll ever use. And what they did at the same time was they told these addicts, well, good morning. They were there for a few weeks. Good morning. You have access now to a big hit of crack. Or we will give you $20 at the end of the 3 weeks. What's your choice? And what they found out was that these people would choose the $20 because they, even though the short-term benefits of being able to smoke the meth would have been very, very desirable, they could still see the long-term benefits of, you know, waiting and being patient and collecting the cash at the end. So it wasn't like they were getting the cash that day with which they could go then buy some crack with. They had to wait till they were done with the three-week-long trial period. And what they determined was that the people who were in this situation, normally they wouldn't behave that way in their regular life because there was nothing to live for. There was no $20 right. at the end of the rainbow. There was just another day of hell in the ghetto or wherever it was that they lived. And so they were using it to get away. They had nothing to look forward to in their lives. So I think it just all depends. I knew a lady who was using methamphetamine basically as speed, and she was using it to clean her house or whatever. And I think that she, you know, She didn't lose control. So maybe it's possible, I don't know how likely it is, to use these drugs without losing yourself in them completely to addiction. We had one guy call this show a couple of years ago saying that he was a weekend warrior heroin user, that he wasn't using heroin on a daily basis, that he would only use it on the weekends, and he swore to us that he was a responsible heroin user. So usually you don't hear stories about those people. I would imagine the reason you don't hear those stories is because if you're able to responsibly use heroin or methamphetamine, then you don't make any headlines because, you know, you don't end up dead because of it, at least.
Right.
The theory.
It could be argued that some of these things, like, you know, the crystal meth, would probably not really exist if it were not for the drug war.
That's true as well.
Because crystal meth, you know, it's over-the-counter things that you mix together and you can make this in your house.
So the answer, the short answer would be, yeah, they're probably not, you know, telling the full truth because they're the government. But on the other hand, I don't want that statement to make it sound like I'm endorsing either of those two drugs. They are two of the most serious and dangerous and, you know, deadly kind of drugs out there. I mean, the meth can cause all kinds of crazy hallucinations, which, if you did watch Breaking Bad, are sort of given some screen time there. So I hope that helped, Mac. Appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm not opposed to recreational drug use, but I am in favor of people knowing what the hell they're getting into. So I recommend that you go to Erowid.org, Erowid.org. It's a great website that you can visit to learn all kinds of information about various drugs, prescription and non-prescription.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was. Nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity for the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here to bring up anything you'd like. The live Saturday edition continues. We'll take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, more on the Gallup survey that found that Americans say the government is the country's biggest problem. What do you think is the most important problem in the United States right now? Or wherever it is you happen to be in the world, you can still answer that question. Usually I think the answer will be government from many people, regardless of which country we're talking about, because, well, those government guys are kind of thugs wherever it is you go around the world. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com to interact there. And if you like the show and you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, something you can do to help us out a whole lot is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world via radio stations, getting on more stations. We've got over 150 stations, which is great, but we can have 300, 400, 500. That's all possible. Just needs, you know, more money to market the show. And some of that money goes to pay you, Daryl, for doing affiliate relations for Free Talk Live. Some of it goes to sending the hosts of the show to yearly conventions to schmooze it up with the talk radio bigwigs. Some of it goes to advertising Free Talk Live to talk radio stations, sort of in the industry publications that exist. And those are some of the things that we can do with $5 a month from you. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is very popular, and you get it all for $5 a month at least. If you want to do more, you can do that too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com.
And if somebody sends you a one-time $2 donation, you will not post about it with a frowny face on Facebook.
I would be happy to receive a $2 donation one time. Thank you in advance for doing that. If that's all you got, if you got $2, that's all you can send our way. Thank you. I appreciate it because it all adds up. It makes a difference. Let's go to, if we could get $2 from every listener, we'd never have to ask for money again. if that were the case.
Yeah.
You know, we only have like a few hundred amplifiers, and I know that we have probably a few hundred thousand listeners. So,
right.
Gosh, if I could get a dollar or two from every listener, that we wouldn't have to run advertising on the show if that were the case. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We will go to Robert, listening in Panama City. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. And
Welcome, sir.
Not here to throw necessarily lawyers under the bus, but if you look at the amount of litigation the work that's being done by attorneys on a routine basis in this country to twist and turn the law around one way or the other, I think that's one of the biggest problems we face, because ultimately a lot of those turn into judges. Mm. They also turn into politicians.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I don't know how we could find a way to restrict the number of attorneys in this country, but I do know one of my children has a cartoon. And in the cartoon, they say, well, we don't have attorneys. It's these futuristic kind of cartoons. And the question was, well, why don't you have attorneys? And it says, well, because we give them the same penalty as the people they represent. In other words, they face the same ultimate, and think about this.
We should do that for the prosecutors, though. Like, if the prosecutor loses a case, that they should take the penalty.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
So, wait a minute, Robert. I think that's an interesting point, because if you want to break it down, people are saying here in the Gallup survey that government's the problem, but lawyers are one of the biggest problems with government, given that if you look at, as you pointed out, the politicians and the breakdown, almost all of them are lawyers. I mean, and so what they're doing is the politicians, lawyers mostly, are writing new laws that their buddies in law who are still practicing can then use to make more money off of you and I. So the whole system is really sort of by lawyers for lawyers.
Well, let me take exception to some of your words there, because that's exactly the reason why I took my time tonight away from myself just to call. Earlier about how worthless and horrible politicians are. I was a politician I was in office for 4 years. I made a lot of people in my community mad. People of wealth, people of means, people that sway things around so they can make some money. They're not Republicans or Democrats. They're statists.
Oh,
all they
sure.
want is the government to make them money. And the more people that are, they don't need a case for politics because they're afraid of people condemning them for being politicians. So, yeah, there's plenty of politicians out there that need to have their butts kicked. But there's also people out there who have taken time from their lives to serve their communities, to serve their areas that they represent.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think that what
people, and you know, when we get into this, throw everybody under the bus, I can tell you, there's some attorneys that I love. They're respectable people.
There aren't many good people.
Well, but you know what? When I hear somebody who's an attorney say, well, I can argue both sides of the case, I turn a deaf ear to that person because they don't believe in anything. Mm. And that's the problem with this country today is we don't believe in anything.
I have to disagree with you, because, and here's why. When I was in high school, I was on the debate team, and we were taught to be able to argue both sides of any topic. And while, yes, I have my beliefs on topics, I can still look at things from both sides. So to say that you automatically dismiss somebody that says that they can understand or argue both sides of a topic, that they don't believe or stand for anything, then that's a blatant misrepresentation.
Well, I was number two in the state of Florida in 1974 in debate. A guy named Sam and I were partners, and we won the second place in the state of Florida. So maybe you won first place that year.
Well, no, I get where I think I get where you're both coming from, though. Like, what I understand
well,
where you're both coming
you
from. Like,
it,
you know, I wouldn't want to work with an attorney who is like, well, I'll take either side. Just pay me.
Right.
I think that's kind of what you're saying.
The government employs the most of is attorneys, and attorneys in government can argue both sides. They don't care because they're going to make money either way. They have nothing to lose whatsoever. And what I witness is that in public finance, for instance, when they get into doing bonds, and you hear the word bonds, oh, we're going to do a bond issue, we're going to do a bond issue. Nobody even thinks about that, but it's like a mortgage. And we're borrowing money to do this water project or this road or this building or something like that. The attorney is over there pushing that train. Because why? Because they get a percentage of that deal. And the architects
Sweet.
That are designing that, they get a percentage of that deal. And all these people line up in the feed trough, and they're feeding off government. And why?
So,
because some attorneys convince some politician that this is the right thing to do.
So I've got a solution, Robert. It's not a perfect one, but it's one that seems to work fairly well, at least here in New Hampshire. And I'm originally from Florida. I know how bad things are down there. At least I knew how bad they were a decade ago since I've been there. But in New Hampshire, the state representatives get paid $100 a year in salary. Now, there's a per diem travel fee.
A travel expense. It's not technically a per diem.
Okay.
It's a travel reimbursement that averages out to about $2,700 per state rep.
Right. So when you look at the numbers, the total numbers, New Hampshire is the lowest. They do not pay very much at all. And the fact is, an attorney, they're used to getting paid $300 an hour or thereabouts. And so it will be very unattractive for an attorney to take a position in a legislature that only pays $100 a year plus travel expenses. And in New Hampshire, we also have 400 state representatives. So the amount of power that each one of them has is fairly diluted compared, they may be diluted, but their power is diluted. Anyway, they just don't have as much power as they would if they were a Florida state legislature or legislator, and they don't get paid as much. So I think that keeps them more honest. It makes it more or less likely that power seekers would be the kind of folks who would take those offices.
And there's a difference between a politician and an elected official.
Is there?
I would say that there
is. Is a politician only the person running for office?
No, I would say that, you know, a politician is someone that is never going to give you a straight answer about something. Whereas, you know, there definitely are people that run for office and do wind up getting elected, and they honestly want to do what they believe is best for the community, and they'll actually answer a question straightforward and not beat around the bush.
Okay.
So I would say that there's a difference between a politician and an elected official.
Robert, I want to thank you for the call tonight.
Somebody goes and twists those words against you when you do it.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it, and I believe you, and I appreciate the experience as well. Thank you for it. Let's go to Nathan. He's listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Nathan.
Hey.
Welcome,
I was
sir.
Just listening. I haven't heard the show before, so I'm not sure what the format is, but I turned it over.
Open
and
phones.
About,
every
night. Yeah, I mean, Libertarians was mentioned earlier.
Yes,
and I've thought a lot over the years about, you know, the third parties and such, and I know the Tea Party came along and kind of flowed right in with the Republicans to some extent. I know they are some third party races, but they didn't try and compete with the major parties that everybody kind of has embedded in. It's either this or that. And it kind of, you know, scares me sometimes to try and pay much attention or vote for the third one because it's going to just waste my vote. How many people it's going
to,
you know.
I want to talk to you further about that. Hang on, the whole wasted vote idea. If you don't mind, stand by, Nathan. We'll bring you back here after the news in moments. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwash just only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.